It might be hard to believe if you were stuck in parking lots and traffic at the mall this past week, but it's looking like a lackluster holiday shopping season. Some of the biggest retailers in the country, from discounters to department stores, are revising their sales estimates downward. NPR's Chris Arnold reports that some analysts are now predicting the slowest holiday sales growth in 30 years.
Like many other people across the country, college student Betsy Ogburn says she bought presents for her family this year, but she's being a little more conservative with her money. We found Ogburn out looking for bargains today at a mall in Washington, D.C.
I didn't buy presents for my friends this year, which maybe I will if I see something today. I usually give my roommate a gift, and she usually gives me one. We didn't do it this year.
Retailers are desperately hoping that people like Ogburn do buy things in the next few days because so far, sales have been weaker than expected. Michael Namira is an analyst at Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi in New York. After watching a series of major retail stores report lower than expected holiday sales, Namira has just lowered his growth forecast for the U.S. retail sector to 1.5% over last year's holiday season. He says that would be the lowest rate of growth since data started being collected in 1970.
So I was, quite surprised. It's a broad-based weakness.
Namira says one thing that's hurt many retailers is that they've been unable to raise prices, and in fact, many retail goods are actually cheaper than they were last year. But he says retail firms should have factored that into their sales targets, and they're still falling short. Also, analysts point out that it's not just high-end department stores that you'd expect to have trouble in uncertain economic times. Discount chains are struggling as well. The biggest jolt came yesterday when Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, cut its growth estimate by almost half to between 2% and 3% over last year. Eric Gordon is a University of Florida marketing professor who tracks the retail sector.
It's pretty bad news. For several years now, retailing news in general has been bad, but Walmart's been the bright spot. It has been gloom, 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 but Walmart is doing well. Now, Walmart's not doing as well as we hoped it would do. It's not doing as well as it hoped it would do. And that bodes very poorly for the economy because, well, you know the cliche, the consumer is the engine, the locomotive of economic recovery. And the consumer seems to have just run out of gas.
Gordon expects retailers across the country will soon start laying off more people and closing stores. He does not think that in itself will be enough to undo the economic recovery and plunge the country back into recession. But analysts say weaker consumer spending makes other issues more important, such as spending by businesses and the impact of the possible conflict in Iraq. Michael Namira.
Could war trigger a new recession? Yeah, it's possible. We're already entering the new year on a weak footing here. Potentially, the war could cause more of a contraction in both business and consumer spending.
On a positive note, a report out today shows record home sales in November. Analysts say that's encouraging since it shows many consumers are still confident enough to spend money on houses. As for retailers, some are still hopeful that a post-Christmas buying spree might rescue them from what looks so far to be a disappointing year. Chris Arnold, NPR News.